tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left.
Junkies and the freaks, and Jesus rides the subway with the hustlers and the creeps. He rubs shoulders with the thieves, and he looks a lot like everyone he sees. Jesus rides the subway while the pretty people sleep. He says you can lay your burden down. You can lay your burden down. But oh, baby, you can kick around. sidewalk. That poverty attack makes us home among the shacks, where the fatherless have fallen through the cracks. Yeah, Jesus strolls the sidewalks while the righteous turn their backs. He says you can lay your burden down. You can lay your burden down. Lay your burden down. Jesus went to church on Sunday. He sat in the back and sang the hymns. But Jesus went to church on Sunday, but they didn't recognize him. He said you can lay your burden down.
For my heart to find
draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
that each of you decided to join me on this fine Saturday morning. It is truly an honor to be here with all of you. This month marks a very special month for me, and this month is even more of an honor to me to be a part of all of your lives. This month, March, marks the one-year anniversary of the Hope Show. It surely does not seem at all possible that it has already been 1 year. I have been thinking about today's show for the past week and wondering what to do my show on. I finally decided to celebrate the one-year anniversary with a recap of a little of each of my shows. The one-year anniversary isn't actually until March 23rd, but I thought that I might take a couple of weeks and do like a recap of my shows and things. I was going to try to all put it into today's show. But as it turns out, I was a little disappointed because I had covered so much ground over the last year that I only got up to the month of June. So there may be another week where I highlight some of those shows from the latter part of last year. So anyway, today there's no real theme or topic other than just hope, the foundation of what this show was created on. So today I'll be highlighting some of the better shows over the past year, along with some of the songs that I've played this past year. It sure seemed odd looking back through all the content of my shows because I save all my material that I use. But it seemed odd to me looking back through all that content. My first shows were very feeble at best. They were only about an hour long. I don't know. I mean, the material, the way I speak today, you know, I'm so much more confident and those shows, I don't know how I stretched what I put in there. I don't know how I stretched it into 2 hours, because today I'm so comfortable on the radio and doing the show that probably would have only have taken me about an hour. So anyway, I didn't have anywhere near the content that I currently do each week. And I didn't play as many songs either. So the shows, to me, looking back, were quite simple. I remember the day that Shaziz brought up the conversation about the possibility of me starting my own show. That was way back when we were still with TNS. I thought he was crazy, to be honest. I remember telling him that I was not qualified for this. I thought to myself, what in the world would I find to talk about live on air for 2 hours? In the beginning, I was so nervous, I had to drink a glass of wine just to calm my nerves before I got in here and got before the microphone. I was just so nervous. And I found myself using such empty fillers as and like, you know, and wow. In the beginning, I was truly outside of my comfort zone. I had no idea what I was doing, and I wondered at how successful I would be, not from a financial aspect, but as far as holding my own, getting and keeping an audience, finding topics that would hold the attention of my audience, and so on and so forth. Shaziz is always and still continues to have complete faith in my ability to achieve whatever I set out to do. He has supported, encouraged, pep-talked, motivated, and has been one of my biggest fans from day one here on The Hope Show. There were times that for all of my motivational speaking, if not for him continuing to give me a loving, gentle nudge to keep me pressing forward, to tell me, great job, honey, hang in there, I might have given up a few times myself. In the early days, I had much doubt about whether I was making a difference, whether it was God's will for my life, or something I had dreamt up and set out to do on my own. I worried about offending the believers or the non-believers. I would go to church and I'd listen to the pastor up there on the stage, and I spent hours in prayer asking God to give me a sign if this was His will for me. When I doubted whether I would continue, God always provided the affirmation I needed at just His perfect timing to keep me going on with The Hope Show. I remember one such episode where I was questioning if hope was God's will or my own. I was sitting in church praying for a sign, and when the pastor began to speak, it was about God's will for our lives and how to know if something is God's will or our own. That gave me goosebumps. That was a God thing. Talk about an answered prayer. I remember the pastor saying that if something is God's will, you will have peace in your heart about what you're doing, that it would feel as if whatever you were doing, you were soaring on eagle's wings, that if it were God's will, it would come to you naturally, that you would need not distress about it. It would not be complicated, but that you would find joy and comfort in doing whatever it was that you were doing. I thought about that in relation to what I was doing with The Hope Show, and I came to the conclusion that I must be doing God's will for my life because I felt all of those things. After the initial weeks and a few months, I became more confident, more at peace, more reassured, and with each passing week, the content was flowing smoother and smoother. I remember after some of my shows actually thinking, wow, where did some of that conversation come from? Some of it wasn't even prepared in my paperwork, you know. It was just like, wow, there it is. Something told me, just say that. But of course I knew in my heart exactly where that came from. God was speaking through me. I take none of the credit for The Hope Show and how far it has come this past year. I give all the glory and the credit to God, because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, but without God, I am nothing. The Hope Show came to be because I was inspired by all of you. People in this world need hope. In Psalms 34:18 it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those spirits that are crushed." Folks, everyone needs hope. In the world in which we live in today, that is true now more so than ever. Hope is feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. Hope is trust and assurance, desire accompanied by expectation of or a belief in something. Where there is hope, you will also find such things as aspiration, confidence, faith, a feeling of there being a light at the end of the tunnel, optimism, and the courage to keep persevering despite any circumstance. Don't ever let your hope turn into despair. Hope gives us strength and a reason to keep moving forward. Fellow brothers and sisters, where you choose to focus your mind is crucial. Thoughts lead to words, words lead to actions, and hope is the thread that binds them all. We are surrounded by toxins of the world, such things as television, various other forms of media like radio and internet. There are people in our own circle, perhaps people at work, at school, or even our own family. People who have a bad attitude, negative behaviors, bad habits, and/or use profanity. It's a battlefield out there, folks, I'm telling you. We are in constant war with our own mind and with other people. But we cannot let these circumstances define who we are. We must rise above all that. Let your hope and not your hurt shape your future for the better. Be a light to someone. People are always observing our behaviors, our responses, our attitudes. Let our example be a shining example, and not one that will lead someone down the wrong path. I'm going to take a short break and play a few songs for you, and I'll be right back.
You ain't even found your song, my love.
I found it. I just can't get it to pull up. There we go. I'm a little music challenged today.
Running high. could push you in, and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
Hope Show. Today we're celebrating Hope's 1 year anniversary. Woo! Thank you to all my supportive listeners and all the networks that have made this possible. Today I'm just going over some of the highlights of my shows over the previous year and playing some of the old songs that I played on some of the shows over 2013. No matter whether you are just tuning in or you've been listening from the beginning of today's show, I hope you thoroughly enjoy today's message. During this past year, my mission has been to be a lighthouse for other people. I want to be a beacon of hope and encouragement when times get rough for you. I have given my own personal testimonies and often have used myself as an example that no one is perfect, least of all me. The most important things that I want you to know are, first of all, you are not alone. And then I want you to know that you are valued, you're worthy, you're loved, and you're cared about. And I have complete faith in each and every one of you. You are strong and you're courageous. And you are very important somebody with loads and loads of potential. Each of you are my fellow brothers and sisters, so take my hand. We are family. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone stumbles and falls. To err is human. We all become disappointed, discouraged, overwhelmed, stressed out, distraught, depressed, confused, feel less than worthy. Sometimes we lack self-confidence, but, you know, we all go through those things from time to time. But we have to stay strong for each other and stay strong for ourselves. And so the list goes on and on, folks. But here on the Hope Show, we are family, and I want to provide you that lifeline when you think you are sinking in the abyss of this world. It's all about love, grace, mercy, compassion, empathy, kindness, and forgiveness. There are a bunch of other fruits of spirits, too. No one earns grace. No one deserves grace. But grace is still given to those that believe. There are people all over the world that are downtrodden, beaten down by the system, have lost their families, lost their jobs, lost their homes, living in poverty, living paycheck to paycheck. There are so many scenarios of broken people. These people are broken physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Some don't even know how to get back up because life has knocked them down too many times to count. Some people don't have anyone to help them back up and to support them, to help them keep pressing on. These folks desperately, desperately need a reason not to give up. These folks need us, you know. If you see somebody out there, you see a neighbor or another family member or anybody, you know, we all need each other. We're all a family. We have to remember that. There are so many reasons not to give up, but when you are so far down, it is hard to see what those reasons are, and it's very difficult to even see a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. The darkness in the tunnel just seems to stretch on into infinity. Sometimes a person might find that they are just burnt out on life in general, from juggling jobs and marriage, children, the house, the bills, and all the other demands and obligations that life deals us on a daily basis. Sometimes we feel like a failure when we can't keep up with that heavy pace, trying to keep it all together without suffering a major calamity. But this takes a major toll over our bodies. Our bodies weren't created to withstand that crazy pace for long periods of time. It just makes you old before your time. It breaks down our minds and our bodies, so that we use up all of our good years, our youthful years, in the first half of our life, and then we have nothing to give in those later years. We are depleted by then. Before it gets so out of hand, before the hands of time get too far away from you, let your mess be someone else's message. Let your life be a testimony to someone else. Learn to slow down and find peace and joy in your life before it's too late. Each of us has the ability to be a beacon of light to someone else. We must lead by example, by actions, deeds, what you say, how you speak. Try to compliment 3 people a day. Smile at every person you meet or wave at them. Open the door for someone. Buy a coffee for someone. Go visit someone today. Call your parents, your children, your friends. Go to the nursing home and visit the elderly. Greet people that you see walking down the sidewalk. It all starts with one person, folks. Can you imagine what kind of world it could be if people stopped judging one another? Stop the hate and the racism? Stop putting such high value on material things and how much take-home pay that people bring home each month? What everyone's social status is, or how much education a person has. Can you imagine what kind of world it would be if none of that mattered? What difference does it make what religion you are, what color you are, whether you're rich or poor, whether you have nice things or you live in poverty? Are we not all God's children? In the Bible it says, God loves the least of these. God loves the least of these. In the God's Word Translation Bible in Matthew 25:40, it says, I guarantee this truth. Whatever you did for one of my brothers or sisters, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you did for me. How much more plain and simple can you get than that verse, folks? God isn't interested in all the petty things of the world as we humans are. God isn't interested. He is interested in how you serve His people. He is interested in what you are doing with the life that you have been given to you. Are you squandering your life away for your own self-gain? Or are you living in humbleness and thanksgiving? God doesn't judge us. He doesn't place a higher value on one of His children than He does on another. Whether you are the person with all the worldly possessions and fine clothes, or whether you are the person struggling in the alley in tattered clothes with no place to sleep or eat, it matter not, because in His eyes, in the eyes of the Lord, we are all equal, folks. Promise yourself today, to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace, to always talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet, to make all your friends feel that there is something worthy in them, to look at the sunny side of everything, to think only the best and do only the best, to be as enthusiastic about your own success as well as the success of others, to forget past mistakes and press on for the greater good, to wear a cheerful face at all times and give every living creature you meet a smile, to give so much time to self-improvement that you have no time to criticize or judge others, to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, too happy to permit the presence of trouble, to think well of yourself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds. And finally, live in faith. Live in faith. I'm going to go ahead and go on to another short break, and afterwards we'll keep on highlighting the best parts of the Hope Show for the past year. So hold on a second, and I'll play you another fun tune.
Travel on when there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Those
let hope rise and make the darkness hide. My faith is dead, I need a resurrection somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom. And this world
broadcast for emergency warning. This is a serious warning. Australians have invaded the United States of America. Doggone you cultists.
We had to just throw that in there. I hope you're enjoying today's message, folks. I am so very happy that you're joining me to celebrate this year's anniversary, 1 year anniversary for Hope. And actually, it's like March 23rd, but thought I'd celebrate a little early, and maybe considering the fact that as I was going back through all my content for the year of 2013, there was just so much to say and so much to share with you folks, and so much that we had already gone over. It was like, wow, this is so incredible. And so I was a little bit disappointed that with today's message, I only got up to the month of June. So next week I might be finishing out the rest of 2013 in another little celebration message or something like that. I'm not quite sure at this point. But anyway, it seems quite unbelievable that it has already been 1 year. I remember when my husband presented the idea to me about hosting my own show. I thought he'd gone quite mad. I told him I was not qualified for such an undertaking. But it does not matter if you think you're qualified to do something, because if it is God's will, He will qualify you for the plan He has put before you. In 2 Corinthians 3:5, it says, "By ourselves we are not qualified in any way to claim that we can do anything. Rather, it is God who makes us qualified." And here's another one. Colossians 1:12 says, "You will also thank the Father who has made you able to share the light, which is what God's people will inherit." Folks, I'm merely the messenger. I cannot take any credit for the Hope Show whatsoever. In Hebrews 11:1 it says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see." 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, We walk by faith and not by sight. So as I really began to think about hosting a show and what I would name it, all the thoughts and questions that come to mind when you set out on any new adventure, the one thought that came to my mind was, if it's God's will, then build it and they will come. It was a huge leap of faith for me, but I, as with so many people, have been so blessed by the Hope Show. If the good Lord places something on your heart, who am I, who are you, to question why He wants me or you to do it? My job, your job, is to obey and let God work through us to fulfill His plan, His purpose for our life. Love is vitally important. It is the cornerstone that holds up our society. That love has to start with us, each and every one of us, folks. Not just one of you, not just your neighbor down the street, not just one person in the town or the state next to you. It has to start with each and every one of us. But what happens if you don't love yourself that much? It is my belief that God didn't make any accidents, folks. I believe that God is the great lover of the unlovely. He befriends the lonely. He gives beauty to the ashes. We need to stop obsessing about how we look and forgive ourselves of our past mistakes. We need to start seeing and thinking of ourselves as God does, as worthy, because indeed we are. God doesn't see all that extra baggage that we carry around when we've asked for His forgiveness. He sees you as the beautiful child He has created, and He loves you unconditionally. From this moment on, you're a new creation. Controlling your mind and what comes out of your mouth is a constant battle, but it is a battle in progress, folks. And I can attest to that. You know, I still... they say that the tongue is the most lethal thing in your being, the most lethal member in your being, and it really is, you know. And I have gotten a lot better over the years about watching what I say, but, you know, it has taken me a long time. It's been a long battle, and it's been a battle in progress. We humans have a horrible habit of going with what we know. It doesn't matter if it's a good idea or a bad one, we just go with what we know. Oftentimes we know we have other options, but instead of thinking outside the box, we prefer to stay within our comfort zone. We become stuck in our thoughts and ways of doing certain things. We must not allow ourselves to stay rooted in unhealthy habits. It won't get you very far, and it'll probably just get you more of the same. Always strive to improve yourself and grow. Always grow. You're never too old to learn something new. You can do this by falling in love with yourself daily, eliminating self-criticism, being kind and positive to yourself, acknowledging your efforts, letting go of your worries, trusting yourself, forgiving yourself, being truthful with yourself, growing spiritually, expressing gratitude, nurturing your dreams and your goals, boosting your self-confidence, taking some time to relax, have some fun, but last but not least, learn to see the beauty all around you and even within you. Take time, folks, to smell the flowers, feel the wind in your hair, enjoy the kaleidoscope of colors all around you, feel the sun or the rain on your face. And once you have mastered these things for yourself, get out there and help someone else to grow in this very same way. Who better than you? Once you've mastered doing this for yourself, who better than you? Who more qualified than to go out there and help somebody else learn these things too? Back in May and June of 2013, I had a four-part mini-series on learning how to love yourself and others. We talked about such things as forgiveness, grace, and mercy. That was a huge, huge message. We talked about what each of these things meant and why it was so difficult to give forgiveness, show grace and mercy to others. Some people tend to hold on to grudges for a very long period of time. And I know that I was one of those people, you know. There was a time and a day when, you know, I did the very same thing. And sometimes people even hold on to these grudges for a lifetime. Sometimes we want to forgive someone, but we can't find it in our hearts to do so. Other times we want someone else to forgive us, and they can't find it in their hearts to do so. It is hard to forgive someone once a hurt has been inflicted. It's hard sometimes to give or accept an apology. Even though God calls each of us to forgive one another, and then He will forgive us, it is so hard to apply that to our daily lives. There is that struggle within us that's between good versus evil. Trust can take a lifetime to earn, but a split second to lose. Trust is earned, and once you break it, it's very hard to earn back, folks. If it's not sometimes even impossible. Forgiveness, grace, mercy, these are God's way, God's truth. He set the example by which each and every one of us is called to live by. And now it is up to each of us to obey that commandment. To go out there and share the word, share the light. Be a beacon for someone, bring them in. The definition of forgiveness means to grant a pardon for or release someone of all debts. To cease feeling resentment against another person. Grace means to show favor or goodwill toward someone. To be kind, loving, and understanding. Mercy? Mercy is being compassionate. To give leniency, to show sympathy, soft-heartedness, tenderness, and tolerance to humanity. The Bible has a lot to say about forgiveness. In Matthew 18:21 and 22, it says, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? And Jesus answers, I will tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. In Luke 6:37 it says, Do not judge, lest ye be judged. Do not condemn, lest ye be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. And how about this one? 1 John 2:9 says, Any one of you who professes to be the light and yet hates his brother is still in darkness. Sometimes you have to forgive the unforgivable, folks. Even when some people perhaps haven't even earned that right to be forgiven. But it's important to keep in mind that we deserve to be free from all evil. Your health, the vessel God gave you, is worth defending. Hate is like an acid. It destroys our vessel, our body. One thing I have learned over the years, hatred, dread, anger, depression, and the many other multitudes of feelings that you may feel toward that person who hurt you does not harm him or her in the slightest bit. Chances are that person has gone on with their own life and hasn't even given you another thought. While all these things are still raging inside your body, you haven't forgot. But resentment is like the likeness to you drinking poison and waiting for it to kill your enemy. It just doesn't happen that way. It's not going to happen that way. And you shouldn't even want it to happen that way. But that's just an example, a likeness of. You're the only one that suffers, not the enemy. Chances are, they have already forgotten what they did in the first place. The course of action you should be taking is to muster up some genuine compassion for that person, the one who wronged you. Pray for them, for they know not what they have done. Instead of allowing anger toward them to eat away at you, you know, just pray for them. I understand that whenever they've done something to hurt you, that's the very last thing on earth you want to do. But that's what we should be doing, because life happens. We don't have any control over what other people say or do to us. But we do have control over what our reaction will be to what they do or say. Forgiving isn't easy. You may be asking right now, how do I forgive someone? God clearly says in the Bible, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Anything negative that you allow in your life can and probably will be a health risk. The more anxiety, stress, hostility you feel, the more damage is being done to your body every day. Your life can be so wrapped up in what is wrong that you can't even enjoy the present. We all have choices in life, folks. We can choose to let evil reign, or we can choose to forgive someone and be the bigger person. Society would like us to believe that if you back down, you're a loser. You're a coward. But that is not true. And don't you even allow yourself to be sucked into those lies and believe that. It takes far more courage to choose to forgive and be the bigger person. Go ahead and let people laugh and ridicule, scoff at you, think you're crazy or a coward. You know better than all that. You are courageous and brave. That's just peer pressure talk. Everyone at the end of their life here on earth must answer to his or her maker, our creator. It is not our place to judge. God will be the judge of all, folks. We must stand firm in our belief, keep the faith, and do what God has planned for our life and obey his word. When you feel Satan nipping at your heels, tell Satan to get behind you, that you don't serve him, that you serve the Lord. When Satan realizes that he can't get to you, he will back off, at least until the next time he tries to get to you again. Satan is persistent, but when that time comes, just repeat the same thing. I'm going to go ahead and take another short break here, and I'll be right back after this song.
I hope kitchen. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Thank you and welcome back, everyone. I am so happy that everyone has joined me today here on the Hope Show. Today I am celebrating with all of you Hope's 1 year anniversary. Can you believe that? It's been already almost 1 year. When I went back through all my shows in the beginning, I was so new to radio business and so nervous at first. My shows were such feeble attempts back in the day. But throughout the year, God has qualified the unqualified. He has given me strength and courage. He has given me more confidence. He hasn't left my side one time. I am merely the messenger for my Heavenly Father. This is His show. This is your show. The messages are all for all of you out there in the listening audience. I take no credit for the Hope Show, but I give God all the glory. For without God, I am nothing. Today's message is about highlighting some of the best from each of my shows throughout the year of 2013. There are so many of them, though, that I don't know as I will be able to highlight each and every one of them, which I've already determined that I won't. I can't, because I only made it up to the June messages, and I ran out of time when I was preparing my message today. But I wish there was more time than just the 2 hours. So, 2013 was a great year. It was amazing how the Hope Show just took off and how many listeners that I have today. God works all things for His greater good. I want to thank Awake Radio and No Borders. I'll say that again for all of you out there listening on Awake Radio and No Borders Radio. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, folks. These folks have been with Shaziz and I from day one, even when all the other radio stations fell by the wayside for Shaziz and I. These two radio stations were our rock. Thank you. Give yourselves a hand out there, Awake and No Borders. Wow. Thank you so much for being our rock. Thank you for standing by our side through some very difficult times in the radio business for Shaziz and I. Thank you to all the other networks that now broadcast our shows and are even now rebroadcasting our shows. We love each and every one of you, and we want to thank all of you for having our backs and supporting us. God bless all of you. Before the break, I was in the middle of this four-part mini-series dating back to May. I had just finished up with forgiveness, and now I want to talk a little bit more about that, but also move right along into grace and mercy as well. This is worth spending a little more time on, despite the fact that I may have to leave some other stuff out. Next time you are dealing with forgiveness issues, don't let the enemy win by having control over your thoughts. When you choose to forgive those who have hurt you, you take away their power. You win. The more anger, resentment, bitterness, ill will, hatred, and negativity toward that person that you carry in your heart, you let them win. You give them power over you. And it is my belief that we are God's people. He loved us. He chose us as His own. We should be clothing ourselves in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. When someone hurts us, we oftentimes act as if they have stolen something from us. The fellow brothers and sisters, we choose the outcome. So if they did steal something from us, a part of us, we let them do it. Because we have the power to either let them win or not to let them win. Giving mercy to someone means that we will not punish them for the wrongs that they may deserve. It means that we will not seek revenge. Mercy is the deliverance from our judgment. Grace means to bless someone when they don't necessarily deserve it. It means to extend kindness to those that are perhaps unworthy of it. Mercy and grace are best illustrated by realizing that each and every one of us in this world, including myself, have fallen short of God's glory. Not one of us out there in this world deserves grace or mercy, or forgiveness for that matter. In reality, we deserve nothing. Nothing is owed to us. But we all are called to forgive one another, show grace and mercy to one another, because God has shown us these things first, even when we haven't deserved any of it. You cannot have any one of these things without having the other. Where there is forgiveness, grace and mercy shall surely follow, folks. It's a package deal. We are to bear no malice toward one another. Malice is the desire to inflict injury on someone. Malice is to bring evil intent upon someone. Malice, simply put, means destruction and chaos. It is character assassination, if you will. Character assassination is when you attempt to ruin the reputation of another out of spite and hatefulness. But you know what? In the process of assassinating someone else's character, we're assassinating our own character as well. Malice is watching someone's embarrassment and rejoicing in their demise. Do not, I repeat, do not bear malice toward one another. So how do we practice some of the good fruits of the Spirit then? We start out with the morning ritual. Tell yourself each and every day, the moment you jump out of bed, I am thankful to be alive. I am not going to waste this day being negative. I am going to use my energies instead to expand my heart out to other people. I am going to do my very best to not get angry or think poorly about other people today. Today, I will benefit others as much as I can. Then practice empathy. Empathy is imagining one's suffering in as much detail as possible, and then trying to put yourself in their shoes and feel what they must be feeling. Afterwards, instead of recognizing the differences between people, let's try to focus on the things that we have in common. We tend to forget at the root of it all that we are all human beings. We all need shelter, food, and love. We all crave attention, recognition, affection, and above all else, happiness. Reflect on those common things, folks. When you think about someone who has hurt you, just think about what they might be going through. Find it within your heart to practice empathy. Tell yourself, just like me, this person is seeking happiness. Just like me, this person is trying to avoid suffering in his or her life. Just like me, this person has known sadness, loneliness, and despair. Just like me, this person is seeking to fill his or her own needs too. And just like me, this person is still learning about life. We never ever get too old to learn something new, folks. And we all fail in our mission sometimes. But this is how we all learn, by trial and error. And patience, oh my goodness, patience is another big one that we should all be practicing to have more and more of. Myself included. Patience is a state of endurance under difficult circumstances. To be provoked, but to not act out with annoyance, anger, or any other negative way. Patience is enduring hardships, difficulties, and inconveniences without complaint. Patience emphasizes calmness, self-control, and the willingness to tolerate delays and or things that just don't happen to go as we had planned. I can attest to being somewhat of an impatient person. I have gotten tremendously better throughout the years of my life, but there are still things that ruffle my feathers. Why is patience so important, other than for obvious reasons? Let me tell you, because it makes us pay closer attention. Patience is an inner power that takes a lot of self-control and discipline. Patience is not the absence of action, but rather it is all in the timing. It waits for the right time to act. Patience is giving others permission to be human. It's as simple as that. Patience is giving others permission to be human. When a mistake is made, it chooses to give others that extra time to correct their wrong. On the Hope Show, we have talked also about prejudice. How many of you remember that message? This is a very touchy subject for some people. For other people, it hits very close to home. It's always a very painful thing to deal with, but especially if you're the one having to personally deal with it. So what is prejudice? Prejudice refers to judging, making a decision before becoming completely aware of all the facts. Prejudice is a negative evaluation toward another human being based only on the fact that we are different in some way. It is most commonly referred to when speaking of gender, language, social class, age, disabilities, religion, sexuality, race, nationality, or other personal characteristics. This world exhibits so much prejudice against people who are different from one another that the problem spans the globe. This world is full of intolerant people. Instead of respecting each other's differences and giving favor to those, society looks down upon and casts out those who are different. Instead of exhausting so much of our energy on pointing out each other's differences, we should be trying to find ways to get along with one another, to compliment one another, to love one another, respect one another, and find a way to bring peace to this world instead of war. We are all entitled to our beliefs, but not at the expense of another human being. Absolutely not at the expense of another human being, folks. We are all trying to get through this life on our own personal journey. And folks, I am here to tell you, there is more than enough room for each and every one of us in our own unique individuality. There is no need to tread over the top of people to get to your destination. Yet people have almost become comfortably numb to how society treats people. I'm going to go ahead and take another quick break and play you a tune, so stay tuned for the last part of today's show after this song. Welcome back, each and every one of you. Thank you for staying tuned in to The Hope Show for its one-year anniversary as I go back through some of the shows and highlight on some of their messages. Before the break, I was talking about prejudice in our society. In order to find truth, we must give up prejudice behavior. We need to open our mind to reality. We are full of ourselves, or when we are full of ourselves, then there is no room for the living water of truth to flow through us and set us free. Sometimes we are the biggest obstacle toward change, folks. When we imagine ourselves to always be right and everyone else is wrong, then unity will never take place. Prejudice is a major barrier to peace. Its practices perpetuate a violation on all humanity. Such things as hatred, intolerance, and ignorance overrule knowledge and truth. The greatest things in life are internal peace, external peace, and global peace. Peace is the key ingredient to happiness. Peace within ourselves, peace on the outside of ourselves. Whatever you do, learn peace, teach peace, practice peace. A change in perception leads to a change in attitude, which leads to a change in behavior, which leads to a change in the world. Peace starts within. Life is all about what you make it. Peace is not merely the absence of war and hatred, but also the presence of cooperation. Excuse me a second. I had to take something off of there. Anyway, as I was saying, life is all about what you make it, folks. Peace is not merely the absence of war and hatred, but it's also the presence of cooperation, compassion, and a worldwide justice. So I want to go ahead and play this song real quick, and I'll be right back.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space. Make a better place. Heal the world. Always growing, make a better world.
folks. We are the world. Let's make it a better place for everyone. The wheels are in motion. But why haven't they been in place all along? It's sad to say. With the decline of society, we have lost our compassion for mankind. It's become a survival of the fittest mindset. And shame on us. Shame on us, folks. Welcome back, folks. We need to be raising awareness in this world that is so full of unawareness. People are so busy in their own world that they oftentimes lose sight of what is really important. We lose sight of what this great world was founded on. Truth, love, good morals and values, men and women of good character. At one time, we were concerned about leaving good legacy for our children and grandchildren, but in today's society, not so much. God has been taken from nearly everything that this land was founded on. In schools, you can no longer, at least not in America, celebrate Christmas with Santa Claus and Jesus. You can't celebrate Easter with religion, bunnies and such. And now I just heard that they're wanting to ban Valentine's Day from school. No more card exchanges. Boxes decorated at home to be enjoyed at school to hold all those wonderful cards received from classmates. You can't celebrate Thanksgiving as we once did when we were children. And now the schools have spring concerts and fall and winter concerts instead of Christmas concerts. Why, the last time I was at a winter concert, the concert had replaced Santa Claus and Rudolph with some sort of alien creature. How ridiculous and far-fetched is that? How completely, extremely different is that compared to the things that most of us were raised up on within our schools? Oh, it makes me wish for the good old days. Doesn't it make you guys want the good old days back, too? I want to read an article from one of my shows dating back into late June. It's called How the World Is Today, A Cry for Help. Crushed by the weight of the world, I feel people's sadness, depression, despondency, desolation, pain, and grief. I feel their hurt. I see what they go through. I hear their cries. I hear them calling for benefit, aid, relief, comfort. I see homeless people on the street, their faces filled with sadness. I see beggars on the street, their cups waiting to be filled. I see their pain, desperation, desolation, and anguish. I see children hungry, tired, desperate. I feel their isolation, their solitude, and their seclusion. I feel their desperation. I hear their cry for love. I see families torn apart by war, children who are left fatherless, motherless, and as orphans. I feel their sadness and grief. I feel what they must be going through. I see some leaders living the five-star life, living in the multi-million-dollar houses, while their people are homeless, having food on the table while their people starve, having clean water to drink while their people don't, hardly ever thinking, how will I cope? Hardly putting themselves in other people's shoes. Some have no care in the world at all. Their selfishness, injustice, and corruptness, it goes on in their heart while other people suffer. I see homes. I hear screams of children being abused by parents and family members. I feel their hurt and pain. I feel angry. Anger swells up in my heart, looking at all those images. Children abused, battered, and bruised, and for absolutely no reason at all. Their cries pierce my heart. I want to help, but I can't. I wonder how hatred can get into someone's heart. I want to put an end to this, but many people will tell you that there is nothing to be done. I see young boys and girls in slavery far away from home. Some live a good life, some don't. Some live, some die. Some leave their families in hopes of seeing them again one day, trying to help their families, but some do, and some don't. Some don't realize the trap set before them, having to work for harsh, cruel masters, and having to bear the pain of brutality. I want to remove those images, but I can't. My mind drifts off to parents searching for their children, wondering what has happened to them, preparing to sacrifice anything to bring them back. I see their children, frightened and alone, wondering where their parents are. I keep seeing the words, "Help us, help us." When will the world change? Standing at the back of the building, my eyes drift through the walls to see a young woman wasting her life away, taking drugs, drinking alcohol, smoking, not thinking of tomorrow, not thinking about her final exams, failing them and not having a job. She's wasting her life away and she doesn't even know it. I watch her enter a car with some friends, who are probably drunk, under some type of influence. She's in another world. She's dazed, and I can't reach her. Another young woman gets behind the wheel of a car and starts to drive, recklessly across the road. It doesn't take long before she loses control of the car, crashes into a tree, and the car bursts into flames. I'm not sure why she survived, but I didn't want to see her body lifeless, limp, burnt, laid up in a hospital bed. She had a choice to make, and she made the wrong one. War is going on all around the world. People's homes are lost, and they are losing their loved ones. People who survived the war, refugees, are left poor and hungry. I know the world has lots of problems, but out of the corner of my eye, I see men, women, and children also, working tirelessly to make this world a better place. I feel their strong determination and hope for the future. I see them going to isolated places, visiting the poor, providing comfort and help, helping with charities and fundraisers, helping those people in need with medical support and food. People's lives have been changed by these individuals who so unselfishly give of their own time, money, and other resources to the needy. Seeing this happen puts a smile on my face. I see hope for the future, and I know that we can make this world a better place if we just raise awareness. The person who wrote this article described our world almost perfectly. Is it too much to ask for everyone to do their part, big or small, to change the world for the better? I don't think that's too much to ask, folks. So, right now I'm going to have my husband Shaziz joining me. Hello.
Hello.
So what do you think about this?
Well, they say in science there's a theory called 6 degrees of separation, where if you count up 6 of your friends or acquaintances, those 6 of your friends will know other of your friends, they will know other of your acquaintances, so by definition, before it's all said and done, if you calculate out the math, everyone on the on this single planet is connected in some way or another. They all know one another. If you take the circle 360 degrees in the circle, you will find out that there is so much to be said for the interconnection of all of humanity. And so what we do to one another, we do to the whole as a mass. And so with that said, you have so much power within you that it's just beyond your belief to create, to destroy, to do whatever it is that you want to do.
I like
Beverly's Hope show because to me it shows that 6 degree of separation. It shows that 360 degree circle that while we're all working together, whatever one of us does, we all either benefit or we all either suffer because of.
I agree. And there's something that I want to say real quick. This is kind of rushed at the last minute, but I was wanting to say this, and it pertains to things that have happened over the last year with the Hope Show. It's about the whole celebration of the whole 1 year and how far this Hope Show has gone and all this kind of thing, and I wasn't able to put together everything that I wanted to put together in today's show. But along with that theme, though, I wanted to kind of give you highlights of the past year of our own immediate family, Shaziz's and I, the immediate family, and the things, the changes that we have seen in our own family this past year. We have celebrated our birthdays. We've celebrated another anniversary, another year of marriage. We've celebrated so many holidays. We've purchased some land and moved a new house. Well, it's not new to us, but it's not new. We moved a new house on a piece of property that we purchased. We've been very blessed with a multitude of great friends that have volunteered to help and donate things out of the goodness of their heart. We've met some incredible friends here on the Hope Show, and Ty's Shaziz and all that. And we've welcomed a new baby, our second granddaughter, Rylance, into our family. One of our daughters became engaged in December, and last night, one of our sons proposed to his girlfriend, and she said yes. So there will be two weddings in our children and in our near future. Our already big family will still be expanding. God is great. So many things have happened. And, you know, it's just too many to mention, but the most recent here, last month, I launched a new program called Dear Hope. And please contact me at bjmiller342000@yahoo.com. All the letters are confidential and they can remain anonymous, and I'll try to help you out in any way that I possibly can. So those are some things that are from this past year from the Shaziz and Mrs. Shaziz home. And Shaziz and I want to thank you all so very much for being a part of our lives and blessing us in such a tremendous way. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, America's being invaded by Australians because of cultists. But anyway, if you think about this whole thing for a second, you know, we've got all these networks that are combined, and we've all created a circle by which we're all of like minds, and we all want to make the world a better place. It's a 360-degree circle, but it's also a symbolism of never-ending obligation to try to bring about the real change in the world, positive change to the world that basically would make our world a better place for our children and our children's children's children, and so on into the future. And so, with that said, you know, all you got to do is believe in yourself, believe in one another, and make each other the center of your universe. If you make your friends the center of your universe, then that feeling that they always look for, the feeling that everyone strives for to be part of everything, is what's the word I'm looking for? They have that feeling. If I make my wife the center of my universe, and she knows how important she is to me, and she knows the value of herself, that she is my universe. You do that with your friends, you do that with your connections, your friends, your families, your networks, and all that kind of stuff, and you treat each other with the view that you are, they are the center of your universe, and everybody working together. What more can you ask for making the world and all of mankind a better place?
Yes, you know, and leave no fallen man or woman behind. If you see someone fallen, downtrodden, reach out a hand, pick them up, drag them, whatever you have to do, take them along with you to safety. Leave no man, woman, or child left behind. And pay it forward, folks. Pay it forward.
That's because they're all important.
That's
every
right.
Single one of them's important.
That's right. Once again, Shaziz, and I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of our lives and for letting us be a part of your life. That's what it's all about. It's about family, love, being there for one another through the good times and the bad times. And Shaziz, as always, I want to thank you for joining me. That's kind of a tradition on here on the Hope Show, as my wonderful husband gets to join me for the last half hour of this show, and I'm ever so grateful to have him by my side. So it's time to close the show. Is there one more thing you want to jump in there?
Well, before she shuts me off and plays a tune, I just want to say that tell your friends on Facebook, tell your friends on YouTube, tell your friends all over the world to come here. Jump in the chat room. Say hi to everybody. If it ain't our chat room on Shaziz Radio, jump on Awake Radio. Jump on We Roar. Jump on No Borders Radio. Jump in there together. Make that 360-degree circle matter. Make the whole thing matter. Make the stepping stones that we are placing down for the future of all humanity matter. You personally have the power to make a difference in this world. And so with that said, I'll say peace and love, and thank you for allowing me on the Hope Show.
God bless each and every one of you. Until next Saturday, same time, same place. Until we meet again, happy anniversary, Hope. Let your light shine, folks. We love you. Peace and love.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Into the future.